Or Rodeo of the Year, August 21st at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, presented by C&K Equipment. It's free, family fun, rodeo action, including mutton busting. Come early for food, cold beverages, shopping, and live music. Buy a program, and you're automatically entered to win some great prizes. Gates open at 5, rodeo starts at 7. Don't miss the Range War Rodeo, August 21st at the Johnson County Fairgrounds, Buffalo, Wyoming. A big thank you to all the sponsors, Buffalo Livestock Marketing, Crazy Woman Liquor, and Buffalo Realty.
Doug, we really got to stop meeting like this.
Let me guess. Mailbox again?
This time it was a decorative boulder. I swear it rolled into my car.
Bob the Wearing Chevrolet Body Shop has you covered. Dents, dings, bumpers, bruises. We've seen a lot worse. Remember the guy who tried to wax his car with cooking spray?
Okay, I feel better now.
Our crew will fix it right, match the paint perfectly. It's what we do.
Wearing Chevrolet Body Shop. Fast, friendly, fully prepared for whatever you run into. 107 East Alger, wearingsheridan.com.
At First Northern Bank of Wyoming, we believe the future of agriculture starts with our youth. That's why we're proud to support our local county fair and the hardworking 4-H and FFA members who make it shine. Hi, this is Amber Jensen, and from static exhibits to the show ring, we're cheering you on because strong communities grow from strong roots. Visit us at 29 North Gold Street or call 307-673-7777 to learn more. First Northern Bank of Wyoming, your trusted partner in agriculture for 140 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 402576.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Wednesday, August 13th. And from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I am joined by Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director Liz Cassidy. I know a couple of you or listeners out there were wondering, where the heck were you last week? And that was my fault. We had a guest who could only appear on one day, so I did have to bump you. Thank you for coming in this morning. It is always a pleasure,
thank you.
My friend.
Anytime.
One of my emergency guests ready to
That's
respond
right.
at a moment's notice. How has the summer been out at the Y?
It's been a wonderful summer. I feel like I'm a broken record. It is busy. Full of life at the Y. Classes, you know, down to the, we just went into maintenance closing and our fitness classes took their break, and going to the last Monday morning cycling class of the session, and, you know, at the beginning of August. So this should be like a dead class at 5:10 a.m. And to just see all of the folks coming out, shout out to Becky Newton. She teaches on Monday mornings and she brings in these big thermoses full of coffee. So we listen to some Led Zeppelin. Ooh. And then, you know, you get the lead out and then you put the lead back in. And to just get to be part of those communities that operate year round. And for this week with the Y close, you remember how important it is to keep our building in good condition, because there are all these communities that rely on it. And no matter how much advertising we do ahead of time, the amount of folks that come to the front doors and read the sign. And it's just a reminder of what we need to do to be available to the community.
You are part of the daily routine, you know, and I know a lot of people out there might say, well, I don't like having a routine, but we're creatures of habit.
Mm-hmm.
And having that routine is so comforting. And, you don't even realize that you're getting knocked out of it until you're knocked out of it.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden you realize how important that routine actually is to you. And so I can understand those poor folks coming to the door, but it's only a couple days.
Yeah,
we'll be back in the swing of things. That community is strong. It can outlast the closed days. Now, one thing I did want to ask you about, and we will talk further on this closure, folks. But before we get there, the pop-up camps. One of my favorite things that happens, a huge partnership with the Y, the food group, Dairy Queen, you know, people stepping up and actually doing some great stuff for kids in the community. How'd they go this year?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you asked, because it's just, for me, soul food. It is just fantastic. Brock Bodecker always donates Dilly Bards. And so thank you. What a great way to bring kids to a random pop-up camp is, would you like some ice cream? There it doesn't matter how shy they are. That's a great intro to any kind of activity. And then, you know, we've kind of developed these classic camp games that we play, really thinking we've got little littles, you know, pre-readers coming. And then we have up to, you know, like my daughter's 14 going on 15. And she's always like, wait, am I going to be gone during camp in the park? Like, she just thinks it's so fantastic.
She kind of plans her week around.
Right. That's great. And to be able to help the little ones and to be part of that. But the last week was egg Russian roulette. So from my own chickens. So one of the great things about this is there's no cost to the camp. The food group provides bags of food for everyone. We provide all sorts of Y prizes. And in addition, like swim lesson certificates, things like that. So to keep costs down, my own chickens produced all of the supplies for the last week. And so we hard boil half the eggs and half are raw. Oh. And we play a series of games. And then the last one is kiddos pick an egg. And as soon as they pick it up, they can't put it down. And you just smash it on your forehead. And if it's hard boiled, kids are like, woohoo.
You're getting away with it.
And those raw eggs. And I must have gotten 5 raw eggs on my head. It was a real pinnacle of my luck. And I had raw egg on my shoe. And then, of course, we just used up all the leftover water balloons, you know, to clean up as much egg.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I got in the car and, you know, it was a sweaty day. So it's just sweat and raw egg and lots of water. And I thought, what other career? What other career could you get this kind of? And to, you know, get my Dilly bar. I always joke, if you want to see weight gain in the summer, it's having a constant supply of Dilly bars. But it's just wonderful. And, you know, we have some really awesome, like, tried and true kiddos that come each week and sometimes in costumes. We had like a theme called Frozen and we had Frozen t-shirts and Frozen these things. And she came in her like Elsa Frozen dress.
Oh, wow.
And so it's just such a cool thing. And some kiddos I've never met before that aren't down at the Y. And so the origins of this, if there's kids we're not seeing at the Y, why aren't we going to the kids?
Yeah. How long has the pop-up camp been going on? Is this its third year?
It's got to be our fourth.
Fourth year.
I was trying to go through the math in my head. It was the year after COVID.
Yep.
On. And so we,
has it been that
long? Mandy Fable from Leadership Wyoming was here during COVID. She did some awesome unicorn visits to any kiddo who requested. So the Y bus was driving her around and, we were going places. I'm like, I don't know any of these kids. I don't know this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the idea grew from there and the food group's like, yeah, we're in. How do we just get, food, especially as I've said before, not a do you qualify kind of way, but more anyone who has kids at home in the summer, there is food scarcity.
Yeah.
Like I keep looking at my cupboards. I'm like, we just bought groceries. What are you guys doing all day?
It just seems like there's no such thing as a handful of chips anymore, is there?
No.
I mean, they're killing a whole bag when they see
every time I like popsicles, forget it. You just can't keep them.
I love this program. Has it felt like it's gotten substantially larger over the last 4 years? Like, are you seeing more and more kids come in there?
It just depends on the week, you know, and I think that's one of those interesting pieces versus a registered camp.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's a lot more like our fitness classes. Like our first one of the year this year, it was like everyone's like, yeah, we're into summer. And it was huge. I think it was one of our largest. And then we had weeks, you know, where you're like, is everyone on vacation? And
yeah.
So, but to just be there and to know when it fits families' lives, they come. And I think that's a really cool thing that it's not like, oh, shoot, we signed up and now we've got to go even if our week gets stressed. And
no obligation.
Right, right. But it's certainly grown overall, but the weeks ebb and flow.
Okay. Now, the Sheridan County YMCA, busy all summer. What is the energy like when parents come in and talk to you among staff, among the coaches and the referees? We're gearing up for fall sports.
We is it are. It is. And our new sports director is actually taking his, I joke, you got to take a vacation before the start. So he's gone this week, but Jake Mack is our new sports director. And if you want to talk about electric, I've never seen someone so pumped about starting some fall soccer. And he's got some changes he's put out. I think we're going to separate out the second and third grade girls and boys and really grow that. But he is pumped and that energy is contagious. As he's been talking to families, he put out a just reminder to parents and an introduction last week that fall soccer is coming, and a huge amount of registrations online and in person that day. So I think people are like, right, it's about to be fall. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the most beautiful soccer season, just with that fall kind of nights, sitting out and watching. Last year, we unfortunately had the landscape of a burning mountain in the background. But all the same, it's just, you go up to Blacktooth Fields and you're just so thankful to be in this community. Like, whose kids play soccer with this as their landscape?
Yeah, that's the backdrop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, it doesn't matter if my kid scores three goals for the other team. What a beautiful night to be outside.
And the memories that these kids will take home and have with them forever, pertaining to the games and the friendships and the lessons that are learned out there on that little soccer field. As we look at the division of the grades right now, are we expecting a lot more teams this year then?
You know, that would be our hope, is to just, one, the way girls and boys play in that second and third grade, I think it's going to let some girls shine on a girls-only team. It's going to let the boy style of game play out. And I think we might have some kiddos who might have been a little intimidated about that co-ed team going into that third grade, especially. Things start changing a lot.
A lot of cooties.
Yeah.
Of,
you know. But I that's our hope, is that we can grow both those grades so that as they get older, it's not such a shock.
What did the discussions look like? When he, if was he the one that brought this idea? And he's like, you know, I want to give this a shot just to see what it looks like.
You know, it wasn't huge discussions, especially on my part, because I think, well, let's give it a try. You know, the YMCA, I'm sure anyone out there listening can name quite a few mistakes we've made over the years, because you beta test. Yeah. You just give it a try. It might be the best thing that's happened for Sheridan soccer. It might be a dud.
Yeah.
But we won't know. And I think giving our program directors the ability to try new things without fear.
Yeah.
And to know we have a community, it's like, well, you gave it a try. Here's my feedback. And I think it, hearing his explanation, I'm like, yeah, makes sense. Let's give it a try. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. And you know, opportunities like that, when you look at them, they're not failures.
Right.
We've got learning opportunities here. So we're either going to learn a lesson and apply it in the future, or we're going to go forward with this.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at just about anything that you really dip your toe into. If you want to try something new, there's no such thing as a failure. It's all learning opportunities. A very young little chess champion taught me that. And I try to apply it as much as I possibly can. Now, before I go to break, I do want to talk about coaches, volunteers, referees. Always needed.
Always
needed.
Yes.
Liz, you and I have talked about this quite a bit, but what a great way to get involved in your community.
Yes. And it's, again, just like low risk, low risk opportunity to get involved. We will prep you. We will get you through, you know, if you want to ref or you want to coach, we'll give you all the information. And then will be there for you. And so it's real low stakes. I know I've said before, they let me rough. And if they'll let me rough, you know.
Anybody can go out there.
And it's so fun because the kids are talking to you. I mean, it's more than that. And selfishly, you can get a lot of steps in. So if you've got an office job, why not volunteer in a way that gets you moving?
Yeah.
And again, I'm just running around up at Blacktooth Fields, which is beautiful. And you know, sometimes I just kick that ball right back in. I'm like, keep playing.
Yeah, just keep it going. You're fine. No one's out of bounds right now. All right, on that, we're going to continue with a little bit of the fall soccer. So you know how to get your little one all registered, ready to go. We're going to talk about some equipment. More with our Sheridan County YMCA right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
You're on the go, and so should your banking.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or on the First Federal app.
It's banking on your time wherever you are.
Plus, we're celebrating 90 years of community commitment, proudly serving Sheridan and the people who make it great.
Banking made easy with the community at heart.
Visit efirstfederal.bank to get started today. First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years strong, member FDIC.
Wow, they're at it again. As if they don't have enough other things to do, Farmers Co-op will be serving bratwurst out in front of their store again today from 11 to 1. Swing into the store and get yourself a bratwurst with a 20-ounce soda for just $6.50 plus tax. I'm pretty sure those folks have spent way too much time in the sun. Bratwurst and a 20-ounce soda from 11 to 1, just $6.50 plus tax. Today only at Farmers Co-op, owned by those they serve, 1450 Coffeen Avenue.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides, perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at spirowigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Whether you're planting a tree or digging a foundation, contact One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Call 2 business days before you dig. It's free and required by law. Repairs to utilities can be expensive. Cutting a gas line or electrical line can be deadly. No matter if it's weekend yard work or major construction, call One Call of Wyoming at 1-800-849-2476 or 811. Sponsored by Public Service Commission, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
The 2025 Sod Farm Festival is just around the corner. August 16th. Enjoy an amazing lineup of local musical talent, including the Kraft Brothers. Join us at Greenside Up Sod Farm August 16th at 2 p.m. Gates open at 1. Tickets available now, $25 online and $30 at the gate. Children 12 and under are free. For more details, visit sodfarmfest.org. Don't forget your chairs, blankets, and shade. Please leave your pets at home.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This morning, we're speaking with Sheridan County YMCA Executive Director, Liz Cassidy. You know, Liz, I think you're just going to have to keep this job forever, my friend. This is just, you know, your energy, your enthusiasm around not just getting the kids out there and getting them active, but getting your community out there and active. It's infectious.
Oh, well, thank you.
And it's exciting stuff. Yeah, it really is. I mean, if we look at the course of somebody's day, boy, that YMCA, that time at the Y, could be the absolute high point. I can't wait to get there and talk to so and so, get into a class. I'll see so and so. We'll be able to kind of catch up while we're cycling, running, whatever.
Well, and it's interesting too, because people will walk in the front doors and they look a little tired, haggard, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're leaving and there is like that self-satisfaction of accomplishing something and those habits, you know, you can tell when someone hasn't been there. And for me, they become my daily clock. I'll tell people regularly, like, whoa, this is the wrong day or the wrong time. Why am I seeing you? Did I miss lunch? Right. Did I? Because you're right. Like, once folks have made that habit and they're like, I come, I park at this time, I go to this area, I know what to expect, I know the other people who will be frequenting at that time. And it's a wonderful little micro communities. Mm-hmm. And it certainly is the meter of my day. And, you know, you're having a hard time doing something administrative. You go out in the hall and you're like, right, I hit my favorite coffee folks at 10 o'clock. Yeah. This is so wonderful.
I get to go sit on a bench and just catch up with folks that you catch up with all the time.
Right. How great.
You know, I'd like that you pointed that out too. Walking in to the Y, you got your gym bag. Maybe you still got the slacks on from the day. You're a little sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd. You get in there, you're tired. Maybe you kind of had to amp yourself up just to get through the door. And then walking out after you've been working out, after you've been running, after you've been doing all these things that are supposed to exhaust you, and you've got more pep in your step.
Yeah.
You think about the appearance of someone who hasn't started a workout and somebody who actually just finishing up.
Mm-hmm.
Night and day.
And how you go back to your family and your loved ones a better person.
Mm-hmm.
My kids will tell me, like, hey, Mom, you should go for a run. So it is, it's just, you'll encounter Walmart in a better spot.
Yeah.
All those other places we gotta go, you'll come at it as a far nicer human.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You think the opposite would be in place, where you go work out and you're going to walk out sluggish and tired.
Mm-hmm.
The exact opposite. Exact opposite. Both mentally and physically. And spiritually sometimes.
Hey.
All right. Now, I promised some soccer for the parents. So we're going to divide those teams up this year. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about gear, registration. Liz, what do I got to do?
Yeah. So we are registering until August 22nd. So you'll have a few days once we reopen. You can also register online today. Those ages is kindergarten through eighth grade for fall soccer. It'll start right after Labor Day, so September 3rd through October 8th. And in terms of that gear, it's cleats and shin guards. And if you don't have one of those, no worries. Just let us know. We have a shed full. everyone is so wonderful in terms of, hey, my kids outgrew this size. It lasted 3 months.
Yep.
I mean, we just have wonderful gear that's available. So don't go out and be like, great, I have to get school supplies and a pair of shin guards. We've got you. So we try to make it as seamless as possible for everyone to play.
Fantastic. All right, folks, you can get registered today. Just jump online. I will get a link up online for you today. Moving on, we're looking at some classes for the adults in the community.
Yes.
Early risers, sunrise flow, faithful fitness on the list. Do you find that morning classes tend to kind of build more of a sense of community? Or what's the question I'm asking here? Let's look at morning, noon, and evening.
Yeah.
Are there different communities there?
There are. And I'm biased because I'm a morning person. And so I'm like, well, people who come before 7 in the morning at the Y are the best humans.
You're carrying that flag, right?
But I think the steady noon goers are their own group, the after work group, you know, and meeting up with folks. I like the morning classes. You get to see all the teachers in our district.
Oh,
and,
wow, yeah.
And God bless them and what they do all day long, and that they come in at 5 in the morning before they, again, talk about what you're going to bring out to the community for the day.
Yeah.
For all those returning teachers who show up at 5 in the morning and do their exercise class. I do think they're a little like the kids in their class, though. They're a little chatty. No. But it's just wonderful. And, you know, they just start out with their own health for the day. They prioritize that. And then they go out and teach our kids. And so, absolutely, there are these different communities, and I really like that they've added the sunrise flow and the faithful fitness, because a lot of folks go to like cycling or weightlifting at that 5 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
and then they move over and they get all their stretching in, and again, it's just leaving in that whole sense of betterness.
You know, when you got the heart of a lion, sometimes you just got to roar.
Yeah.
So chatty is good. All right, now let's move on down the line. I am running out of time with you. I don't want to skip something. We're going to be looking at synergy, group power. You got a lot of classes going on. I want folks to know some of these classes have move days.
Right. There is some group power is returning, but it'll have new days. So in the summer when classes get quieter, we canceled it for the summer. And now when it's coming back, it used to be a Tuesday, Thursday, and now it's a Monday and Wednesday.
Okay.
And so that does change some dynamics for that evening class. But all of our new schedules are online. And what's great is you can stop in just like pop-up camp for our kiddos. All of our classes for members just come in. You don't have to pre-register. So when you can make it great. If we can't, no worries. It's not like you're out any additional money. Mm-hmm. But if you're not a Y member, don't worry about that either. Just come in and pay for a day pass and try it out. Mm-hmm. It's still the most affordable option. And I would say just wonderful instructors.
And I love how you do that. I can go in, I can buy a day.
Mm-hmm.
I can check out everything I want. I can kind of see where I fit. Or where I would like to fit within this community. What do I want to take? You can explore about any class, folks. You never know what's down there. Everything for the mind, body, and the spirit. Now, the closure.
Yeah.
This is kind of your time to refresh the why.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It is the time, I always say, to do all the dangerous things. So not only are we doing an incredible deep clean, I mean, we tag out every room of the Y, everything is cleaned inside, but we're also repairing tiles that you can't while folks are there. We've got high ladders and scaffolding to hit all the high spots. So we're cleaning windows, we're replacing lights. We are draining pools and scrubbing, which, I mean, talk about a crew in the pool that are all coming in to just do some dirty work.
That is a task.
This week. But, I mean, if you see the parking lot, you might be like, wait, I thought they were closed. Because there's probably 50 to 60 staff a day and different trades, contractors coming in. I mean, this is the swan dance for the maintenance crew every year. And so I've had members be like, are you going on vacation? I'm like, oh no, this is
my busy time.
This is the busy time for so many departments. We roll over all of our camp things into preschool and after school. So rooms are rearranged, shampooing carpets, re-waxing floors, painting. It is really hard to say if there's a spot that isn't being touched during maintenance closing.
This is how that YMCA has lasted as long as it has.
Yeah.
And looks as good as it does. You know, getting people in there who really care about this.
And they do.
And it's ownership. Mm-hmm. This is the community's Y, and this is the community cleaning her up. You know? Yeah. Now, a lot of people are going to end up having to kind of wait before they jump in there, but it's all going to be worth it in the end.
Yes.
When can I return to my regular schedule at the
next Monday? And we're so excited. So it's always a relief. We close the doors. We can shift gears, do all these things. And then especially by like next Saturday and Sunday when we're doing the last pull and we're inspecting every space and everything, pools are getting back up to temperature and chemicals ready. There's always that feeling of, oh, we need humans in here. We need the people using it because it's all for naught.
Yeah.
If we don't get our members back in the Y, using it, going back to their habits.
There's certain buildings in the world that can't be without people.
Oh, exactly.
They got that almost an eerie feeling because there's just no life to it.
Mm-hmm.
And a YMCA is definitely one of those. I want to hear the kids screaming in the play center. I want to see the folks on the cycles. I mean, it's the soul. It's the soul of the YMCA.
That's right.
Now, if you want to be part of the Y, you guys are hiring.
Yes, we're doing our fall hiring.
A lot of different positions open.
Yes.
Give me a soundbite. I would love to write a story about this.
Awesome. So, yes, as we switch from all of our seasonal positions in the summer to the fall, we have a fitness and wellness assistant, a sports assistant for our new sports director. We have after school program assistants. We have assistant teachers. So you're getting the flow of this. lead kitchen cook and a kitchen assistant. We have a spot in member services, in our custodian crew, in the weight room, and then group exercise instructors. So you can tell we just do that big whoosh switch. And so it's a great time to get involved. If you're coming back to college, come down to the Y. And again, you can go online this week and apply. You don't have to wait till we're open. We're all working. Interviews are happening. And just getting all of the staff in line for when programs just explode in the fall.
Liz, it is always a pleasure to see you. Once again, thank you for jumping on the grenade and coming in here for me this morning. All right, when we come back, we're going to speak with Bretton Shepherd. That's right, he has returned to let us know what you can expect from this year's YO Film Festival. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Volunteers of America.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Sheridan, something lucky has arrived. Lucky Seven's Gaming Parlor is now open on Coffeen Avenue. We're bringing you the latest gaming experience, from high-stake games to nail-biting horse racing action. And when you're ready for a break, step into our new full-service bar for a cold drink and happy-go-lucky vibes. You've got the charm, and we've got your Lucky Sevens. Check us out at LuckySevensWY.com.
Must be 21 or older to play. Please game responsibly.
This is the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, which Jack climbed all the way to a giant's castle. But Jack had whooping cough, which he gave to the giant. The giant coughed so hard it blew Jack right out the window. The end. Without vaccines, our stories wouldn't be the same. Thank a vaccine. Are your kids up to date? Learn more at immunizewyoming.com.
Saving money on your roofing or siding project when you shop at Menards. Soffit creates a clean, finished appearance to your roof's overhang and keeps your attic cool and dry. White, brown, and black aluminum soffit is in stock and ready to take home today. Shop all our building materials products in-store or on Menards.com. And check out all of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's the final week of Mossholder's Summer Clearance Sale. Don't miss your opportunity to save 20, 30, even 40% off many items throughout our 18,000 square foot showroom. Sofas, chairs, recliners and end tables, rugs, lamps, bar stools and more have all received clearance prices. These specials are for in-stock items only, so the sooner you shop, the better your selection. That's Moss Holder's end of summer clearance sale going on now. Moss Holder's, furniture is our passion.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. When my daughter was in high school, we would take a weekend together, and we would watch a series of films by one director. And together, we would talk about each movie and the choices that were made by that director to deliver a good story, maybe a strong message. Film can bring us together. It can create strong bonds and limitless communities. For our second part this morning, I'm joined by YO Film Festival Creative Director, Bretton Shepherd. Good morning.
Welcome back. Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Yeah.
When it comes to the launch of the YO Film Festival, 8 years. 8 years.
Eight years.
You're going into your eighth year this year.
It's a good
run. No, it's fantastic. I hope we see the 100th.
Yeah, yeah.
But looking back, what was the real initial goal? Creating a film festival in Sheridan, Wyoming?
Oh, man, yeah, great question. 8 years ago, you know, Justin Straub started the fest. He was a film guy himself, and he saw an opportunity to bring, you know, Sheridan's such an awesome arts community.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, you know, you walk down Main Street, there's galleries everywhere. How cool is that? There's the Wyo Theater. And the opportunity to bring film to Sheridan and to grow that film community. You know, I think his original goal was just to watch a bunch of movies. I think he'd probably tell you he just wanted to, you know, have a bunch of cool films to watch and hang out in the theater and do that. And, you know, it turns out that there's a bigger community who is interested in film too. So kind of natural grassroots growth. The fest just kept growing and more people keep showing up and they want it every year. So here we are at 8 years.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it is such a unique medium. You know, a lot of people might prefer this or that, but if you look at the work by large communities, even small communities, 5-6 people can create a fantastic film.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. You know, we get these submissions. They open up at the end of really the end of the festival. We open them up and they start rolling in, and it's cool to look on this platform that we use. You can see, you know, what the budget of these films are. You can see kind of the credits, how many people were involved, and we get films that kind of touch, that were made with $0, right? There are films,
a hope and a prayer.
A hope and a prayer. they may be first time filmmakers. They may be students going through a film program, and they're putting together their, you know, final project. We get films that, you know, have $1 million budgets, and we show all of them, you know, from across the spectrum. So, you know, you come to the festival, you're going to see a wide range of talent, experience level. And I think that's what's one of the really cool things about what Justin had created with the festival, is that we are not, you know, exclusive to any genre per se, or any skill level. You don't have to have any certain level of experience to be part of the fest. We take into consideration all of the films. We watch all of them, and then select what we think is, you know, the best representation of that year's submissions. And we also want to tell stories that are regionally relevant to the audience up here, and make sense to them, but also expose people to films, subject stories that maybe are outside of this area too. And stuff that people can't see here, or teach them something.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, you come to the Wild Film Festival, there's something for everybody. You're going to see something that you enjoy. You're going to see something maybe that makes you think, maybe challenges a current belief, something like that. So, all sorts of stories, perspectives, voices. Yeah, that's what we're all about.
And you know, you used a word there, perspectives.
Yeah.
You know, when we look at perspectives, it can refer to so many different things, you know, whether that be, you know, your mind, the way that you think about something, the way that you see something, the way that you react to something, a camera angle,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to show you a different perspective. We're going to look up this way, that way, or over here. And really that's what it is. You've got to go in there with an open mind and perspective.
Yeah.
And I think after that, you can enjoy just about any film that has been made. And when we look at the community around it, how has it changed over the years?
Yeah.
You know, Breton, for the first couple of years, I think it was pretty successful right out the bat. I mean, it wasn't like he was having to go out and hand out tickets on the street. Maybe he did. Maybe Justin did. I don't know. It seems like he might do that.
That's something he would do, for sure.
Yeah. But I mean, now, are you getting like full theaters? Are people really engaging with these filmmakers that you're bringing in?
Yeah.
Are they kind of embracing the festival for what it is, as opposed to we're going to go see a movie and then we're out of here?
Yeah.
No, enjoy the festival part of it.
Yeah. You know, last year what we saw was that more people are starting to take part in the full festival. You know, we certainly offer individual tickets to the individual films. More people are taking part in the whole thing, buying, you know, the full weekend pass, and coming to see multiple films, you know, and that's certainly what we want, and want to encourage, is that, you know, there's a lot of different films. I think this year we're going to have 32.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Our most, I'd say probably most ambitious, schedule yet. And, you know, there's, like I said, something for everybody, but we want to encourage people to come see multiple things. You know, again, you may read this film synopsis and maybe it's something that doesn't necessarily, you know, pique your interest right away, you know, but again, I think you come and watch the film and you're going to learn something and be entertained. So yeah, we've certainly seen the audience grow. And you're right, you know, it was successful right out the gate. We dealt with, 2020 COVID and, you know, just everybody, we were not, exempt from everything that happened there. Fortunately we were able to have the festival that year, with a lot of precautions and, safety measures, and able to keep it going. But we definitely saw, attendance, it was tough for the next couple of years. And I think we're finally out of that. You know, last year we had our biggest, attendance, to date. One of the big highlights, you know, you and I were in here talking about, Ian Munsick and, having, Ian and Caroline Munsick in town and screening, the film that they did, which was amazing. There was a ton of interest in that. So, we had, I mean, it was an almost packed theater. You know, wow. We were also dealing with all the fires that were going around through the area, which, you know, was top of mind. That was top of mind for people, and hard to sometimes get people into the theater. So, yeah, it was cool to have those guys there. And they certainly brought in, I think, an audience that was a lot of first time attendees to the festival. And we hope to welcome them back this year and experience kind of everything that we got going on.
Yeah. And, you know, looking back through that, it's really interesting. You bring up the successes and the hardships and you identify with those. I think everybody out there can identify with that, you know, and it's part of the community. The YL Film Festival is part of the Sheridan community. And you share in our heartbreaks and you share in our successes. And I think that is really what defines community. You know, we come together.
Yeah. Yeah.
In those hard times.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm getting sappy. Yeah. I'm getting sappy, buddy. Okay. So, the Wyoming Film Festival is known for welcoming a lot of first-time filmmakers, as well as industry pros, as you were saying before. Sometimes, you know, multi-million-dollar films, or hey, man, we shot this on an 8mm out my back door, I'm just hoping that it works.
Yeah, it's camera, iPhone these days.
Goodness, it's amazing.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, could you imagine if a little Spielberg had that instead of his 8mm?
Amazing.
Now, what do you hear the most from the filmmakers in regard to that? Because you get a lot of these individuals in here, and for a lot of them, they're like, holy cow, Sheridan, Wyoming, didn't even know you were up here.
Yeah, you're spot on. You know, one of the big kind of pillars of the festival is having representation from the filmmakers here in town. And so, you know, we give travel stipends to get them here. We know it's hard to get to Sheridan. It's expensive to get to Sheridan. People come from LA, New York, kind of everywhere in between. This year we actually have, I think, 3 or 4 films that are international films.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And we've got a couple that are trying to make it happen and get here from across the pond, which is going to be really cool if we can get them to come. But that's a big part of the festival, is making sure that we have that representation. These guys do Q&As. They participate in the social events, the happy hours that we host, the after parties. And we just try and get them ingrained in the local community. You know, we want them to, you know, enjoy the restaurants, the bars, the shops, and experience kind of everything that Sheridan has to offer. You know, if there's any opening times in their schedule, and we may take them up to the Bighorns and you know, go on a little hike. For a lot of these filmmakers, it's their first time to Wyoming. Certainly to Sheridan, it's their first time to Wyoming. So the one thing that I hear the most from the filmmakers who attend is the hospitality. They're blown away by Sheridan's hospitality. They feel taken care of. They feel like family. They feel like they're a local.
Oh, that's great.
So I can't tell you how important that is to the filmmakers who attend. And I mean, I can't thank you, the community, enough for, you know, welcoming our filmmakers to Sheridan and just kind of welcoming them with open arms. It's awesome.
And, you know, it's a brand new experience for so many individuals. You know, they're coming here to tell us about their film, but at the same time, they're getting exposed to this various culture, you know, because there is a definite culture to Wyoming.
Yeah.
And so that's unique and different from everybody. And I would think, you know, the minute a lot of the individuals land, I need to see a cowboy. Where's the cowboy? I gotta see a real one, you know. And it's great to embrace that. And yes, thank you, Sheridan, for welcoming these individuals, these artists into the community. And it's like you said, Brenton, you know, Sheridan is an art community.
Yeah.
And so film, it plays a huge part in that. You know, there was a time when people didn't even acknowledge photography as a form of art. We've come a long way.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So what is new for this year? Tell me just real quick. I've got about 3 minutes left with you.
Yep.
What's happening?
Oh, man. A lot of awesome stuff this year. Try and rattle off quick some of the highlights. We've got one of the things that I'm most excited about this year. We had a lot of animated film submissions. And so we're going to kick off Saturday morning. And we haven't released the full schedule yet. This will come out soon. But Saturday morning, we're going to do Saturday morning cartoons, animated short film block. These are films, again, animated films, all sorts of styles of animation. Super cool. It's under an hour, and these are family-friendly films. Some of them are made for kids, so they're going to – my daughter, 5 years old, I had her watch a bunch of them.
Oh, that's great.
She loved them. So we want to get families, kids out Saturday morning, come enjoy a bunch of animated short films. And it's going to be cool. We're hoping to have like a little cereal bar, coffee, Bloody Marys for the parents. And we're going to encourage people to wear their pajamas, maybe do some giveaways. So I think I'm really excited about that one.
What a great inclusion.
Yeah.
And what is Saturday morning cartoons without your bowl of cereal?
Right? That's what I'm talking about. It's going to bring nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
How great is that?
Yeah, that's fun. I'm excited about that. We got a lot of support for that. So more to come there. Gosh, what else is new? We've got a lot of great Wyoming-based stories again. Mm. Wyoming filmmakers, so we've got a Wyoming shorts block. We're bringing back Wild Film Fest After Dark.
Oh, great!
Horror films, suspense.
Yeah,
the genre type films. There's the audiences out there. They love it. We're bringing it back, so we're going to do that Saturday night. Location TBD. More to come there, but that's going to be fun.
Where do I go to learn a little bit more?
Yeah, come to the Wild Film Fest website, wildfilmfest.org. Just this morning, released all the films online. So you can go there, read all the synopsises, watch trailers, and get a taste of what's coming up.
And plan your weekend, folks, October 2nd through the 5th this year. That's when that's happening. Brenton, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Stick right there. I've got something I've got to say before we go. Before we call it quits today, folks, I want to say a very special thank you to Rob and Jen Hicks, owners and publishers of the Buffalo Bulletin. On August 6th, the Illinois-based News Media Corporation abruptly ceased operations, which impacted newspapers across 5 states, including the Cowboy State right here. This move kind of blindsided communities. They weren't prepared for it. These papers were the local voice of Platte, Nybroa, Goshen, Sublette, Lincoln, and Uinta counties. In a flash, they were silenced, and the staff was left jobless. 6 days later, yesterday, August 12th, Wyoming newspaper executive Rob Mortimer and Rob and Jen Hicks announced that they had purchased the 8 shuttered Wyoming papers. They retained all the staff, and they have resumed publication of those papers effective immediately. Staff has returned to work, pay restored. From all of us in the Cowboy State, Mr. Mortimer, Mr. and Mrs. Hicks, thank you for retaining the voice of the people for the people. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Need a bank that works on your schedule?
At First Federal Bank and Trust, you can open personal checking and savings accounts anytime, online or through the First Federal app.
It's quick, simple, and designed to fit your life.
And as we celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're proud to keep making banking easier for you. Open an account today at efirstfederal.bank or on the app.
First Federal Bank and Trust, 90 years of putting our community first.
Member FDIC.
Quit babying that lawn. Put a bad boy mower from Hando Service Center to work. Hando Service Center, keeping Sheridan rolling and mowing since mud was just a sparkle in water's eye. We sell and service bad boy mowers and 4x4 side-by-sides, built to work hard and last long, factory-trained techs, honest service, and parts on hand to keep you running. When the grass fights back, fight dirty with a bad boy mower from Hando's on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Summer isn't over yet. Join your friends for an afternoon of art, community, and the creative spirit at the U-Cross Arts Festival, Sunday, August 17th, featuring famed guitarist Hayden Pettigo and local favorites The Instigators. The U-Cross Arts Festival begins at 4 and includes performances, poetry, and printmaking, as well as pizza from the U-Cross Cafe food truck. Registration is required, so get your free tickets to the U-Cross Arts Festival today at ucross.org.
It's time, and it's only for a short time, time for you to save up to 80% on thousands of new and like-new items like generators, tents, binoculars, scopes, kitchen goods, furniture, electronics, office chairs, cameras, knives, hunting gear, and so much more, all at hugely discounted prices. This massive liquidation sale is 4 days only, August 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th at Ranchester Town Hall from 8 till 4 daily.
Doug, I'm looking for a very specific pre-owned vehicle, but I don't even know what it is yet.
That's okay, Bob. We're trained professionals here at Waring Chevrolet. We'll feel what you're looking for.
Like car whispers?
Exactly. We stand on a lot and bam, the right vehicle finds you.
Wow, that sounds like magic.
It's not magic. We have over 65 pre-owned vehicles staring at us on the lot. But if we don't have the specific one, we'll track it down.
But the car whispers. I mean the professionals at Waring Chevrolet help you find your next ride. 107 East Alger online, WaringSheridan.com.
When Powder River Energy members attend the 80th annual meeting on Saturday, August 23rd at the Gillette Camplex, here are a few things you can experience as a Precorp member. Free wellness screenings from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Free lunch, prizes, and entertainment. Electrical safety demonstrations and tours of Dry Fork Station power plant. A members-only Ned Ledoux concert at 7 p.m.
I got bucked off down in Prescott, and I've been driving half the night.
Celebrate 80 years of rural electricity in Northeast Wyoming. Save your July Wren magazine for the exclusive concert pass and vote for your board of directors. The Powder River Energy Membership Meeting, Saturday, August 23rd at the Camplex in Gillette. Go to www.precorp.coop for more information or call 1-800-442-3630.
Do you find yourself asking questions about technology? Anything from home electronics to your mobile phone? Hi, I'm Rich DeMuro. You can hear me weekends right here on
News Talk 930. Now on